Everybody, how are you? In this voice, I'm going to discuss about the book that I read yesterday. I finished that book. Its name is On the Book, by the way, and its name is The Giver. It was a very great book, and I really enjoyed that, and I highly recommend you as well to read this book. This book, the story of this book happens in the future, far, far future, that a community that is isolated from other towns, and this community has a lot of rules and sameness, and everybody lives in harmony with each other, and very, very simple and sameness job, and each member of this community has a clear and a distinct job and work that in their 12s the elder of the community according to their talents and then observation of them during that years before they give their good and appropriate job. And yeah, this story is about is very fictional and very fearful in the future. And everybody in this community has to obey the rules, and if they disobey the rules, they will be punished. And in each of the houses of them, there are a lot of microphone that the older send them the news, and it's very sameness and very like robots. I can say that like robots, and in this community, in this community, the people don't know about the colors, the distinction of colors. There are sameness. There is sameness, and they don't know about colors. What is the red color? Just sameness, one color. And no, they don't. They know nothing from the past, from the far past, because they have to take pill and eat pill each night, and their memory is few. Their memory, and they don't know, and they have no access to books that reveal the past. They don't know a lot from the past and about the past, and they don't know memory of the past. Like robots, I can say, as I said. And the story is about a boy named Jonas that lives with his family, and when he arrives at 12th age, the community gives her an important and most important job and work in their community, that receiver the memory. Its name is receiver the memory, and they say to him, it will be very painful, but we know you are brave and we honor you. And Jonas has to go to the older house and train this job. And he arrives at the room that and see and we'll see the man, the very very old man, and the Jonas that already is the receiver of memory, says to this old man that I'm Jonas and I am going to train with you, and the old man says, I'm the giver of the memory. I was the receiver like you when I was the age like you, but now I'm the giver to you. The memory of the past, I will be, I will show and send the memory of mine to you. And we, and you especially, has to suffer the memory. As I said, the people in the community don't know, don't have any memory from the past. But there is one person that the receiver of the memory has to has the memory of the all thing about the history from the past, because when the other people, maybe they need this memory. As I said, they don't know about colors, about pain, about snow, and the giver shows him. For example, he says, do you know what is snow? And the receiver and Jonas says no, and he put his hand under the on the bed, on the back of the Jonas, and gives her the emotion and the feeling. As I said, they don't know feeling, but this receiver has to have, has to have this feeling. The receiver of the, and send and give the feeling of snow and the feeling of a good thing in the beginning. But the Juno says that the older chief says to me that it will be painful, but this is not painful. But the giver laughs and says, yeah, I started with good feeling. But for example, he gives him a memory of the war, and murder and slaughter. And it will be very painful for Jonas, but he has to burden the memory of the past. And as I said, it's a very most important job in the community. But day by day pass, and they know, and giver and the receiver, the memory, realize that this is this has to be finished, this sameness and its damn life that, and they take plan that the receiver flee and escapes from the community and goes to the beyond and elsewhere beyond the community, and life, leave his life to escape, and he will escapes, he will escape. And the giver says to him, when you escape from the community, all the memory that you burden by yourself will be, you know, generalized. And each of the community will know the memory, and the memory return to them as well. And the giver says that I must be here, because it will be at the beginning very painful for them, a new feelings, and I have to cure them and talk to them. But you escape and live your life and beyond. And yes, he escapes, but unfortunately, as I said, it was a great book and very conceptual book, very, very in the future. And even though it's written for the children, but many critics says that it's not appropriate for children, because the hero of this story, maybe because of that, is the boy, 12th boy, they know that. And yeah, he escapes, but unfortunately he says that the ending of the story is very ambiguous. We don't know what's the fate of the juniors. He escapes and pass along the very trees and forest and to the beyond and elsewhere, and suffer from hunger, and he sees at the ending of the book, he sees the in the snow, in the hill, he sees some people that waiting for him. And in the snow, I think it was Christmas time, and this story time, and he listen and hear the sound of the music, and this story ends. And we don't know what's the fate, although the story has sequel, you know, Dombale, because it's four books, and I read the one book, but first book. But the books are not related to each other very, as I read, and one of the chapter, they don't belong to each other. But yeah, I highly recommend reading this book, and why not learning English with that. It's a very, very great book, and I really enjoyed that. And thank you very much for listening. It lasted very long, 12 minutes. Sorry, and I was not fluent. Sorry because of that. I really appreciate you that you put time and listen to my voice. Thank you very much for your listening. And thank you, and bye for now.